Sam Pearson, COC of the 2018 Donegal Harvest Rally. It's a first time to be COC for you. I'm sure it's a very exciting time, but a testing time for you too.
That's it, Oisin. Certainly testing at the minute now, but we think we've moved over most of the hurdles now. Past 6 months have been tough enough, but it's great. You meet a lot of people along the way too, help you out. My own team have put an endless amount of work and hours there, so it's great to get everybody on board and helping out with the rally.
Yeah. We don't get time to talk about the role of a COC too often. I know we talk to COCs when events are there, but what does it take to become a COC? And this is your first time, and if there's young men out there that's involved in motorsport and want to get involved in a different side of it, tell them about your journey to where you're at now to take on COC for the first time.
I suppose it's a long time to make it now, Oisin. When I was 16, like most of us, I just had to get a navigator's license. And I suppose for a couple of years then, navigator for different boys around the country. And eventually one day I thought I might give something back to the sport that I'm involved in and see the other side of it. And started timekeeping at navigation rallies and got on board with the hill climbs, those smaller events. And eventually started timekeeping at multi-stage rallies and marshalling, and got into rally office then one day and thought, you know, it's not that bad. Very quickly climbed up the ladder then to assistant COC for the international, and then was deputy for two harvests and came to the top of the ladder this year then. Yeah. So it's a long time in the making, but we got there eventually.
Yeah. Did you know what you were getting yourself into at the very start?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. People see this title of COC and they think, jeekers, it must be a great job or it must be a very bad job, but it's not too bad. It depends on the team that you put around you. There's a lot of pressure with different bits and pieces, but it's the people you put around you that make your life easier.
Yeah, I know this is going to be an important weekend for you as a COC for the first time, but you mentioned that you have been assistant along the way on an international. Given the magnitude of a Donegal International Rally, the size of it and the way it's held in the motorsport family and around the country, is that maybe another goal of yours at some time down the line that you can take over the reins at the top job there?
We'll not rule it out just yet, Oisin.
Well, listen, let's focus at the task at hand. Back in the Fun Valley after 8 years, it's a nice area for rallying, so it is, Sam.
That's it. 8 years absence out of Balvaveh or anywhere in the Fun Valley, really. A few international stages touch in there, but we've never been fully based in Balvaveh. It's great to have Jackson's Hotel back on board a sponsor again after 8 years. Tommy and all the staff there are fantastic help. Stages in Balvaveh, there's an absolute maze of roads in there with a varying mixture of terrain, so there's something in there for everybody.
Yeah.
A week's time, everybody will know exactly what's going on. Locals there, businesses, residents, everybody has been fantastic. Thanks to them all for their support. And they're delighted to see the rally back.
Yeah, it's been 8 years since it was there, but it's different roads now, and you've sort of went with the bold move in such a way that you've added parts that haven't been used before, plus you've thrown in one that has never been used on a Donegal rally of any sort, even though the Circuit of Ireland used it quite a long time ago. So you're really throwing it down to the competitors who you are, Sam.
That's it, Oisin. Yeah, I suppose we're trying to level the playing field out for everybody, that no matter where you are in the entry list, it's going to be a challenge for you. First stage was used 8 years ago, or a version of it. It's the famous Truss Lock, as most people know it as, just under a different name this time. Moved the start and moved the finish, so there's something new in there for everybody. Mixture of terrain in that first stage, it's fast, it's flowing to start off with. It tightens towards the end of it to make it more challenging. Second stage, you said, Oisin, we've never ran as a motoring club. It's based in the Alt, just outside Castlefin. And a lot of people describe it as typical Northern Ireland stage. Suppose doesn't make much of a difference to competitors. They're delighted to get somewhere new to go. Terrain in there is that it's very fast, it's very flowing, but it's very, very tricky. Yeah. Very, very tricky. And third stage then is a mixture of old and new. We've reversed some parts, we've kept some parts the same. But like a jigsaw, really, we just built the pieces together, and the end of it hasn't been used in about 24 years. So roads have changed a lot in the last 24 years, so even any man was on it 24 years ago, it's going to be very, very different in a week's time.
I'm just thinking, as a role of COC for the first time, and you put the team together, you have given yourself a lot of work, so you have to, ahead of this event, adding so many new aspects to it, Sam.
That's it, exactly. Like, the safety in our sport in the last couple of years has increased immensely, and safety plans and stuff to be prepared. there was very little copy and pasting could be done from years past because things have changed that much in 8 years. So my thanks to the boys there that were working on the ground tirelessly to just make sure every box was ticked in that aspect.
Yeah. Service this year is going to be at the Mart as well. We expect a lot of people to, I suppose, congregate around that area, particularly at those times after each loop. What sort of traffic management plans going to be involved in the Fun Valley area, because the stages are based out around Castle Fun and they're coming back in the Balbuffet and heading back out?
Yeah, that's it, and thanks to the Mart there for the support as well. The access road to the Mart from the Fun Valley Centre right across to Bus Éireann, that's all on lockdown for the day. That's a closed road, so you won't get in there. And just if people are looking to get into service, we just ask them to be mindful of the businesses that are in that area. They are still operating on the day, so don't block any man in if he's looking to get out, or woman for that matter. It doesn't have to be a man.
Yeah, and you mentioned business. I suppose it's good too to spend money in the locality. Is the other side of it, isn't it, Sam?
Well, that's it. There's an awful lot of them have handed us money in the past few months, so if you can give them anything back at all, it's great for their support.
Yeah. As part of the National Rally Championship, it's coming to an end. Declan Boyle can win it with a top 8 finish. And I suppose it's key to this event and to entries and its popularity that it remains part of the championship. Isn't that right, Sam?
That's it, definitely. Our thanks to the championship for their continued support. Donegal is a great place to finish any championship, I always think. Triton Championship's gone down to the wire, as you said. There's been a lot of entries in there for not only the overall spot, classes right down through the championship. I suppose when you look at the entry list yourself, you'll see exactly the popularity that's in there when there's 40 people sitting in reserve looking to get going, eagerly looking to get going. It's fantastic to see it in challenging times.
Yeah, and you'll be looking for extra help too, because all help is welcome during rallying events, and as many hands on deck as you can get over the course of the event, is it, Sam?
Yeah, for sure, Oisin. It takes a massive team of people to make any event work. It's only a 1 day rally, but you're still looking at about 150 people on the ground to actually make the wheels turn, and one of those people missing, unfortunately, the wheels don't turn. So anybody that's available to help on Saturday the 13th of October, the chief marshal for the event is John Crumlish. And if you're willing to get in contact with him through Donegal Motor Club website, it'll be great. We'll not turn anybody away.
Yeah. Listen, you're a week out now from the event, and the guys will be doing their recce, and they'll be focusing in now on the event and putting their plan of attack together. What happens from a COC point of view in the days leading up to it, Sam?
Oh, well, I suppose my biggest hurdles are all over now at this stage. A lot of people say I've gone into hiding in the last week. I'm not really in hiding. It's just, from my point of view now, it's just sitting down with everybody and making sure all the boxes are ticked at this stage. They all are ticked, I'm sure, but it's just making sure that everything's in place and maybe get a bit of sleep before Friday finally arrives.
Yeah, well, listen, enjoy the event, and all we can do is wish you and your team the very best of luck, and have a safe Donegal Harvest Rally, and we'll speak to you next weekend, Sam.
Thanks, Oisin. Thank you.